One of the patriarchal scars for women is the place in which you were taught to assume responsibility for that which is not yours. And even though intellectually you begin to understand this as time goes along, it is one of the most difficult things for women to give up. And the reason for that is it has been tied to her value and tied to her virtue. And it is a, what should we say, it is an odd pairing of energies. So here is a thing for which you are not responsible, but you have heard forever in your life that if you take responsibility for it and make it right, then it proves that you are virtuous and worthy. And when you see connections like that coming up in your life, the way you know that you are working with a wrong connection is, let us say you do that. You step into the thing that is not yours, and you pour your life's energy out of your own center, of course, into this situation that you are not responsible for, and you make it come out right. And here is where the signal tells you that something has gone wrong. After you back up and pull your energy back inside of yourself, you are not happy. You are irritated. You are angry. You are going to have to work very hard to keep yourself out of judgment. Now, we mention this because it is actually a good signal. Because when you have done the sacrificial thing and you make it work, there can be people standing all around clapping. But when you move your energy back into your center, you are not happy. Now, you may have told yourself all manner of stories about that, that if you were a better person, you would be happy. If you were not so selfish, you would be happy. If you were more enlightened, you would be happy. But those are all lies. Your body is telling you the truth. And no matter what the world around you is saying, if you have poured energy into something that is not yours, no matter what the outcome, when you come back into yourself and you are not happy, you have made a bad choice. That does not mean you are a wrong person or an evil person or any of that. It simply means that you made a choice against your own well-being. And that you want to actually be grateful to your body. Be grateful to your body that it has signaled you about a very important truth. And that truth is that even though you have been patriarchally trained, it is a mistake to leave your own wheel and take on the responsibility for someone else's wheel. Now, we are going to point out another very important thing here. Whoever you saved, and we do not mean this disparagingly, but we want you to watch. Whoever you saved will fall again, and they will be awaiting your energy to save them again. So now, without meaning to, you have interfered in two particular ways of using energy. You have robbed yourself of your energy, and you have robbed this person of their own battle, which they must have to learn how to be strong and to do the right thing on their own wheel. Again, we are not saying badness is involved here. We are, however, saying that this is the time for you to begin to pay attention to energy setups, things that have been designed to lead you astray, and to remind you that you are fortunate in that your own body will tell you this was not the way to go. Whatever this was, you needed your energy for what was going on your path. And if on another path, someone needed to fall down and learn to stand up, then you are ultimately a great server of their learning and their path if you let them do that. Now, we understand that this is a rather large chunk of lesson, because it requires you to separate two very distinctive instinctual systems. And what we mean by that is that there is a healthy instinctual system, which, if you can listen to it at the beginning, can look over to that other person's wheel and say, whoa, I do not believe that one is mine. I believe that one is theirs, and I am not a cruel or awful person for getting out of the way of whatever is going on there. That is not what it is. And the thing in me that takes care of me is saying, you may observe that, but then you want to get out of the way of that. That is the healthy instinctual system. The other instinctual system is from the patriarchal training. And so it is, there is trouble, I must go, it is mine, it will prove that I am a good woman and a virtuous person. And that instinctual system is dangerous. Dangerous. And at the end of the encounter, your body will tell you that. So that is what we are doing. The healthy instinctual system may actually feel awkward. It might even initially feel selfish or wrong, but it is not. It is your voice and your wheel choosing your right direction for you. And that is the system that we want to build. This other system, we need to let it die away. Now, are we going to do this perfectly? Of course we are not. But do allow yourself to notice how you feel when you have left your wheel to go rescue someone else's wheel when it is not yours to rescue. Trust that part of you that does not feel good about that, even if you are getting kudos from people around you. Remember that the truth is in you. And if something in you is saying too much, that is the truth. And we want to honor that, and we want to adjust the way our energy moves in the future. There is, let's see if we can get the language right for you here. When you are on the wheel of another at the expense of your own wheel, you are pulling energy from your self-worth. The lie is that your self-worth is what you get for taking care of someone else's wheel. So we realize this is what would we say, a very large energy mouthful. But we are going to take a little time and speak about it together. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you, calming your field, soothing the weak. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel the earth send a cleansing energy up and into your root. And let the cleansing energy rearrange your creative energy so that it is like you, so that it is able to create what is like you. Feel the creative energy and the cleansing energy come into the second center. And let the cleansing energy wash away the judgment, wash away the shame. Let it leave your body so the second center is able to purify without judgment, to correct without anger. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And let that energy cleanse the solar plexus of hurt feelings, of emotions that do not serve you, even of hard emotions. Let the cleansing energy move those fluidly out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your heart center. And feel the cleansing energy relieve your heart of anything hard or painful, or anything the heart might be holding that it needs to release. Let the cleansing energy do that for your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that is harsh that you may have heard, any communication that you may have had with yourself or others that is harsh. Let the cleansing energy move that out of your throat center so that there is room for the communication of love, of kindness, of understanding. Feel the cleansing energy move up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the cleansing energy wash your third eye clear so that it is able to help you discern, to show you the voice that is the true voice, to let go of the voice that belongs with someone else. To show you the path that matches you, that matches your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out to the crown. And as the crown opens, feel the golden light of the universe gathering around you with a longing to make you whole, to fill you and restore you. And feel that golden light pour into your body, leaving the crown open to receive what is good for you, to join the wisdom of the universe with your third eye wisdom, so you can see far and clearly in peace and in power. Let the golden light adjust your thoughts so that they are the golden light that you are. Feel the golden light make your throat powerful to speak truth lovingly. Feel the golden light fill your heart. Restore the pattern in which you were created so that you can see it and know it and create with it. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and heal the solar plexus and create permission to feel what is happy, to feel what is fine and high and good. Let the golden light flow into your second center to honor everything that passes through. Let the golden light flow into your root and power the root so that you become a creative force. And feel that golden light fill you and heal you, strengthen you, and move past you to make you a power in the world where you walk in your peace. Move your attention into your heart center and see that the universe has left a gift for you. Rest your mind and know the gift. Thank you. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.